Hey there, amazing people. Leo Weston here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever wake up feeling like you're already running behind? Like you're constantly juggling a million things and barely staying afloat? You know that feeling when life feels less like a well-balanced smoothie and more like a chaotic milkshake with way too many toppings. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful: setting boundaries. No, it's not about becoming some hermit who lives in a cave and shuns all human contact. Boundaries are about carving out space for yourself, protecting your energy, and creating a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and yes, even joyful. Think of it like this. Imagine you're hosting a party. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your home, take whatever they want, and make themselves at home without asking, right? Boundaries are like the polite yet firm rules you set for your own life, saying yes to what truly matters and no to things that drain you. Here's the deal. Setting boundaries is a superpower, not a weakness. It's about taking control of your time, energy, and emotions. You deserve to feel respected, heard, and valued, both by yourself and others. 5 key takeaways for setting boundaries like a boss. 1. Identify your needs. The foundation of any good boundary is knowing what you truly need. Are you constantly giving advice even when you don't want to? Are people interrupting your work or personal time? Spend some time reflecting on those situations where you feel drained, stressed, or taken advantage of. What are the recurring themes? Recognizing these patterns will help you pinpoint where boundaries are needed. 2. Get clear and specific. Once you know your needs, it's time to articulate them clearly and directly. Vague statements like, "I need some space," can often be misinterpreted. Instead, try something like, "I appreciate you reaching out, but I need to focus on this project for the next few hours. Can we connect later?" Being specific shows respect for both yourself and the other person. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser or always feel obligated to say yes. But remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Start small, decline that extra commitment you don't have time for. Politely turn down an invitation that doesn't excite you. Each no gets easier with practice. R. Set consequences. Boundaries aren't just words, they need to be backed up by action. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, gently but firmly remind them of the agreed-upon limits. And if they continue to disregard them, you might need to distance yourself from that relationship or situation. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. There will be times when you stumble, feel awkward, or even experience pushback. That's okay. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and keep practicing. Remember that amazing person I mentioned earlier? The one who feels like they're constantly running behind, juggling a million things. Imagine that same person after they start setting boundaries. They wake up feeling calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle their day with clarity and purpose. Sound good? Let me paint you a picture. Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager, was known for always going the extra mile. She'd answer emails late at night, volunteer for every project, and often felt overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realized something had to change. She started setting boundaries by saying no to unnecessary tasks, establishing clear work hours, and communicating her needs to her team. The result? Sarah found herself with more time, energy, and focus. She wasn't just surviving, she was thriving. So, there you have it, the power of boundaries in a nutshell. It can transform your life, leaving you feeling more balanced, empowered, and ready to take on whatever challenges come your way. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. What are some boundaries you're going to start implementing today? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up Winning for daily doses of motivation and real-life advice to help you level up your life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.